Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney and welcome to episode 13 of the ABCs of Now. This is a special 26-part series where we take each letter of the alphabet in reverse and combine it with an assigned word to make you think, ruminate, and reflect. The world knows we're going through a massive period of change. It's happening on a number of levels, and we're all feeling something of these birth pangs as we depart, or let's say leave behind the former things and get ready to enter into a new world, a new reality, a new way of living, a new way of living among each other and on the earth today. The reason why this series delivers the ABCs, though, from back to front rather than front to back shouldn't be overlooked. As we all observe our current world and the many cracks and inconsistencies and even false premises that it's been built upon, the idea of going backwards, of undoing, of unwinding, of leaving behind a lot of things we acquired along the way really do come to mind. And that's why we're going backward from Z to A. Just as we all learned, adopted, and became conformed to the elementary ABCs or building blocks that keep this current world as our current reality, we all now have an opportunity to move forward, but we're actually going to do it by way of a rewind. We can use our current now to revisit some of our old foundations and those building blocks we've used to construct our lives and to decide what's real and lofty and good and enduring, and also to use these opportunities to wave goodbye to those concepts, ideas, and maybe some even wrongly acquired deep-rooted convictions that we've held that might be draining the hope, the truth, and the goodness from our very being. Like many processes of change, the path may get at times a little bit rocky. We can feel uncomfortable. The terrain might be unfamiliar. And maybe sometimes it even feels somewhat painful. I'm sure I'm not speaking to just one or two people when I share the people that I've met with and the ways in which they've really felt a lot of things struggling with them from within as well as without. But this series, let's say, unlike so much of what we see in the world, is designed not to remind you of things that are strange or foreign, but they're also here to make you remember and to revisit and to go back home to what your soul already knows at its core. What registers as real in your spirit? The things that resonate at a level that goes beyond the mundane so that you can actually reconnect with truth, with love, with goodness, I would say even godliness, and how about this, with eternally worthy and venerated concepts, even as you're still walking through this undoing process of moving from this current world and into the next. You know, if you could look at the world a little bit from a distance, you'd realize that we've all gone off course. Yet this ABCs of Now series is my contribution to help us all return to what we might best call our home, back to our heart, so we can be not just ready to welcome a new world ahead, but we can expect that we will be just as new as that new world that awaits us. Before I go into today's special letter and assigned word, I just want to give you a reminder, please be sure to save this episode so you can listen to it again and again. This series will speak to you over and over again, each and every element of it, and every time you hear it, you'll get something new out of it. It all works together like one giant hologram, but each little piece helps you in getting back to that place of peace and home. So not only do I hope that you save this, but also that you would look for me on any one of a number of platforms for podcasts that include like iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and so many others. You can find these as they come right off the press, so to speak, at Maura Sweeney, Living Happy Inside Out. And also, please do share this with your family members and your friends. Many people today, they are needing a place of calm, a place of peace, even a happy place that they can visit in the midst of a cacophonous and often discouraging news cycle. And this series is designed with that very stabilizing effect in mind. So, are you ready for episode 13 in the ABCs of Now series? Because it's ready for you. Episode 13. You know, the last one I did was episode 12 with the letter O, which stands for OMG, as in, oh my God, what is happening? What did I just witness? What did I just experience? And as the days went by, I thought, ooh, I wonder what word I'm going to get for the letter N. Well, as I'm doing this today, it happens to be December 24th, which we would know of as Christmas Eve here in the Western world. And I had no idea until maybe 2 days ago when letter N came forth to me as N is for nativity. Now, I didn't know where it was going to lead me, but I'm going to take you on the very same journey I've been on, the letter N and the word nativity. So, nativity, what is the first thing you think about? Well, if you're like me, having grown up in the West, in my case, I grew up as a Roman Catholic, and a long time ago, we had nativities all over the place. And it brings to mind the very birth of Christ, often depicted in the manger with Mary and Joseph and the probably angels around, if I remember correctly. But I know that there were a lot of animals and they were in this manger or in this cave. That was the idea of the nativity. Well, when I looked up this word in the dictionary actually does have it as nativity. But when we think about the nativity of Christ, it shows up as nativity with a capital N. And I would define this as that spiritual birth of Jesus on earth. But when I consider the image of Christ's nativity, it's easy to equate it with things like hope, peace, and maybe a long-held expectation or of a promise that's been filled, such as peace on earth, goodwill to men, and that very special feeling many of us have in our hearts, whether or not we've been brought up with any kind of a religious background or not, but that whole magical, special, wonderful feeling of Christmas time. I always think about lights and really just magic and a lot of things maybe that we didn't know we were going to open up, but maybe it would be something of a special surprise or a special nature. So let's go a little bit more deeply into this word, nativity. So on a broader level, minus the capital N for nativity, which would be the birth of Christ, nativity is defined, I should say, specifically as birth. So think about this, birth. You may be 10, you might be 20, 30, 50, 80 as you're listening to this. But I want you to get a hold of the idea of birth, especially as the dictionary tells us, the place, the conditions, or the circumstances of one's birth. Now, I want you to go a little further. We all had a birth, as we know of, here in the world. But what if you were to step into another place and you were to think about having yet another birth that lies in your future? There you can think about, where would I be born? What would the conditions be like? What would the circumstances be around my future birth? I kind of thought that was rather interesting. And going further on this idea of nativity, nativity is also an astrological term. It is the term used for the horoscope for the time of one's birth. Interestingly enough, for those who recall circumstances around the anticipated birth of Christ, you'll remember that Christ was literally found, as in his location, by three magi or the wise men who were coming from the east. They followed the appearance of a particular new star that appeared in the sky. So you could see again how this idea of nativity and birth and maybe equating one's very birth date and circumstances has something to do with the skies above, with the, I don't want to say the alliances, but the order of the stars in the sky. It's a very, very old concept. As a side note, though, I have to tell you, when I think about these magi following after Jesus, I always found the magi story of particular interest. And maybe this will mean something of you for you, too, because there's no record that I'm aware of that indicates that the magi, or those who found the nativity of Christ, were actually part of the religious class or sect of that era that was anticipating his birth. Now just think about that. Imagine being an outlier, someone who's not really in the center of things, and yet something calls you, stars in the sky, maybe it's the movement of something, maybe it's an inner awareness you have, and you follow after something, and you see a new and expected birth. I always thought that was a very interesting thing because nobody has ever really talked about that. And maybe others have a different take on it. But when you think about the things we may find when we consider the idea of following the stars and the signs in the sky to something new, something greatly anticipated, maybe over the ages, something that we don't have a clear idea of, but maybe it's something that our hearts are longing for because it's something beyond the current ways or lifestyle of man that we've become accustomed to. All right. Now, finally, I thought this was rather interesting. Nativity gets its origins from Old French and Latin, and it means born, which seems fine, and this is the other curious word, native, N-A-T-I-V-E, native. So native, nativity, this is where nativity and the ABCs of now seem to come together even for me during this epic period of change where we're retreating from or leaving something or unwinding from the world we've been existing in and where we're planning on, I could almost say, getting naked again so that we can enter into a new world to come. Just like a naked baby who comes into the world. Native means, I love this, belonging to one by nature. It means something that's inborn or innate. Now think about this. How many things in our lives have we picked up and acquired and thought they were ours and believed they were part of maybe our identity and our ego, and yet we just picked them up somewhere else? They never were part of our original nature, never part of our inborn or innate being. Another definition for native is belonging to or characteristic of the original inhabitants of a particular place, especially those of a primitive culture. Now, sometimes you might want to think of primitive as people walking around like apes, But what if primitive might be prime or original, or maybe, better yet, original intention? A third definition for native is occurring in nature, and I love this, pure and uncombined with other substances. That's really powerful. That's very powerful. Also, in a natural state. That's what native means, to be in a natural state, unaffected by artificial influences. And isn't that what so many of us have become? Isn't it what our world, in a sense, has become, where we just feel that it's off center, it's off base, and somehow, some way, all of us as a people, as humankind, as mankind, have been somewhat contributing to being off base? I'm going to read that again. To be native is to be in a natural state, unaffected by artificial influences. Let that stick with you. And lastly, I want to give you its archaic meaning. It says closely related, as by birth or race. Now, I want you to think about this, perhaps as I did. Imagine being closely related, as by birth or race, with those in this earth that you're surrounded by. Just think about that. Can it be possible that there's something within us that came from the same source, that rather than looking at one another and seeing something different or something fearful or something menacing and focusing on that, that there would be yet another place, another part of us that would have the capacity to go back to our native born place, and we might be able to see others as we do ourselves, that we may be able to look at them as saying, wow, you know, so-and-so, they're like my long-lost brother or my long-lost cousin. It's a very powerful thought, and at least for me, it is a thought that brings a great deal of peace into my heart. Now, to add to this whole thing about my getting that word nativity, looking it up, learning that it has a lot to do with the stars and thinking about the magi following the newly appointed star that appeared in the sky to find Jesus in a manger, I'll bet you are not the only one to have put together so far in this episode that the world of late was paying attention to global, I would say, astrological news. We had a big occurrence, and this had to do with the super close alignment in the skies or in the heavens of Jupiter and Saturn. It was called the Great Conjunction, and it's also known, as I would read about it, as the Christmas star. How interesting, right, that it would show up the very week that the Westerners celebrate Christmas. So while these conjunctions occur every 20 or so years, from what I read, this year marks the closest, these two heavenly elements have come together since 1623, and the closest observable since the year 1226. Now, just so you know, I don't study these things in great detail. I got this information from a place called earthsky.org. But can you imagine how this unbelievably rare occurrence marks them at the conjunction of just the 0.1 degree of being apart? They're literally all lining up. So think about a rebirth, a new nativity during this time, this era of change, where we're not necessarily having to focus in on negative news or upsetting news or the kinds of exposures that really make us feel unglued. But if instead we can think at this time of change of the word nativity as one of maybe our being kept in a womb that was a dark womb where we really couldn't see too much. And we are experiencing some of the stresses, some of the pressures that are going to cause all of us to come out of a dark womb, leaving behind a lot of things that only exist in that former womb. And we are ready to enter into a brighter world where the old things have passed away. And behold, new things are come. I hope that you will listen to this podcast again and again. And each time you do, you allow yourself to let go and unwind of some of those things that are not native to your heart, your soul, your spirit, your inner knowing of what is truth and goodness and even godliness and the idea of peace in one's heart and peace in this earth. And you would look forward to your own new birth, a new nativity, with new circumstances, with new ideas, which, if anything, may end up being the untampered with, pure, and original ideas of what humankind, mankind, was originally intended to be. If I could leave you with one final thought before we go, I wish you peace on earth, peace in your heart, and goodwill to men. So until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You. Bye-bye.